My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 121. My Sister is the Other Woman. Steve Price. What's wrong with him? Is this the legendary give and take principle? Had he just lost this month's salary right after getting Master P Hours WhatsApp? He was about to justify himself, trying to save his pitiful salary, when he heard the butler at the door saying, Mr. Mamet, Mr. Moore, and Miss Mag Evans are here. Steve Price had to swallow his words, given that his boss, Mr. Caleb Mamet, was always unpredictable, one moment docking pay, the next giving bonuses. He should focus on performing well. At the villa entrance, the servants opened the door for the two guests, Mr. Moore, Miss Mag Evans, please come in. On the way over, Mag Evans had already seen the luxury of the Lowen Club whose, but was still surprised when she saw the interior of the villa, her mouth agape. A villa like this. This sort of wealth. Only a man on this level could match her, Mag Evans silently vowed to herself that she must seize the day, charm Caleb Mamet, and have him fall under her beauty's spell. The butler had long heard about the drama between Moore Mamet, Mag Evans, and Zaviera Evans, so although he kept a polite smile on, he felt no fondness towards Moore Mamet and Mag Evans. He clearly saw the greed flash in Mag Evans's eyes upon seeing the villa. He was about to scoff, but then he saw her eyes well up with tears, before she lagged sighed. The butler, he felt, as a qualified butler, he should at this moment politely ask what was wrong. Therefore, he maintained a smile and gently asked, Miss Mag Evans, are you not feeling well? Or is there something you are not satisfied with? Moore Mamet was about to deny any issues when he heard Mag Evans, her eyes moistened, say, it's nothing. I was just reminded of some matters and felt a bit upset. The butler really wanted to ask her what she meant by shedding tears at their young master's doorstep. He was also eager to see her annoying presence to SSED out. But as a professional butler, no matter how impatient he felt, he maintained his PR professionalism and continued, what happened, Miss Mag Evans? That has upset you? Please let me know if I can be of help. There were countless servants and bodyguards at the Lowen clubhouse. Mag Evans glanced around, knowing that gossip was a part of human nature. If they heard what she was about to say and spread it, then her words would circulate around the upper class society. None of the people around Caleb Mamet were simple characters, including the butler whom she heard was transferred from the old mansion and held a high position in the Mamet family. If the butler sympathized with her, and disliked her, wouldn't her tasks become much easier? With this thought, her eyes reddened, and she gave a bitter smile, I was just thinking of my sister, who has always been longing for the lifestyle of the upper class. Moore Mamet frowned. He didn't expect Mag Evans to tell the butler about T.S. Just as he was about to intervene, the butler seemed to have realized something and said, Miss Mag Evans, are you talking about Zaviera Evans, the girl from the countryside who was brought back to the Evans family? Moore Mamet didn't expect the butler to even know Zaviera's name. Had her reputation tanked to such an extreme that even the villa's butler had heard about her? Mag Evans was surprised, do you know my sister, butler? The butler adjusted his expression as much as possible to show contempt, Of course, I know. But it's only a passing knowledge. I know that Miss Zaviera Evans and Mr. Moore, Mag Evans was ecstatic. She hadn't expected that news of Zaviera's bad reputation had reached the butler. However, she didn't mind fanning the flames a bit to tarnish Zaviera's reputation even further in the butler's eyes. So she pretended to be panic-stricken and denied, "No, no, no, butler, it's not like that. My sister and Moore's relationship isn't like that. Butler, but I heard that Miss Mag Evans was supposed to marry Mr. Moore. It was Zaviera who caused trouble at home, wanting to marry Mr. Moore too. S he even hurt you, which is why your wedding with Mr. Moore has been postponed. Is it not true that Zaviera was trying to climb the Mamet family ladder and planned to marry Mr. Moore in your place?" Before beginning to speak, Mag Evans cast a wary glance at Moore Mamet. Moore Mamet knew that if he spoke ill of Zaviera in front of the butler today, he'd indirectly be telling Caleb Mamet. If that happened, Zaviera would no longer have a chance to enter upper class circles. He was somewhat torn, but things had progressed to this point. He could only tacitly allow it to continue. As for Zaviera, he could compensate her later. Several tens of thousands of dollars should suffice. Chapter 122. This woman is a bit hypocritical photo. Mag could even process it. Zaviera tapped her sh fingertips on the coffee table and pouted her full her tone carrying complaint. "So this is Moore Mamet's kind and gentle fiancé you mentioned. I don't feel impressed, kinda hypocrity Cal," a fire instantly shot up in Mag's head. How could this woman talk like this? What did she mean by she wasn't that great? What did she mean by a bit hypocritica? Who did she think she was? Moore furrowed his brows and pulled Mag to his side, reading her, "Miss, Mag was just trying to help you, you don't have to appreciate it, but there's no need to step on her too, right?" Zaviera looked at him with a half smile. "Teaching someone a lesson on my territory, and challenge for their own good?" Caleb Mamet is cold and Dan wonder when I to meddle in my affairs. "Moore, have you forgotten the rules of the Mamet family?" Moore shivered all over, stammering in explanation, "F family head, I didn't." Mag just meant to give a friendly reminder, knowing yo you dislike women, so she, dislike women. Caleb laughed lightly, "Even if I don't like women, I wouldn't dislike my own wife, right? A guest who doesn't know the situation presumes to ask my wife to leave, that's quite impressive." Caleb's voice was cold, and every word he said struck Moore and Mag hard in the heart. "Butler, show our guests out." Moore and Mag were both dumbfounded. What did he mean by not disliking his own wife? So this woman was actually Caleb's wife? Mrs. Mamet. How was that possible? He wanted to deny it subconsciously because he hadn't heard of Caleb getting married, but reason silenced him. The family had held an unrivaled status in the Mamet family, and nobody had the authority to meddle with whatever he wanted, including his marriage. A woman who could live in Lowen Clubhouse, acknowledged by Caleb, even if she hadn't married him and received recognition from the rest of the Mamet family, still wasn't someone an offshoot like him could compare with. Mag wasn't as calm as Moore, or perhaps she had already been so spoiled that she was oblivious to her own limits. Her face pale, she retorted, How is it possible that she's Mrs. Mammoth? Zaviro looked up at her, why is it impossible? That's because, Mag was about to say that there was no way Caleb would like a woman like her and that he should like someone like her instead. Before she could say it, however, Moore grabbed her hand with great strength, hurting her and stopping her words. Zaviera clicked her tongue, propping her chin on one hand as she spoke lazily, Miss Mag Evans, you're quite interesting. Caleb already told you that I'm Mr. S. Mammoth, yet you still insist it's impossible. I'm really curious how you determined this. Miss Mag Evans, from the moment you entered and tried to remind me to leave as the hostess, so you want my position, don't you? Mag trembled all over, cold sweat sliding down her forehead. Each word and sentence Zaviera spoke cut into her very core like a heart reader, exposing all her inner thoughts. This woman was terrifying. This dark, hearted woman is not suitable for Caleb, only she is the perfect fit to stand by his side. Fearing Caleb's wrath, Moore didn't dare provoke the mysterious woman in front of him, and hastily tried to explain, Mrs. Mammoth, don't be angry. Mag didn't mean it like that. She's kind-hearted and just wanted to help you, afraid that you'd be punished by the familiar head. Wanting to help me. Zaviero laughed as if she'd heard a hilarious joke, wiping away the tears that her laughter had brought to her eyes and raising her voice a little, Caleb invited you here, giving you a lot of face. Do you remember your place as guests? Also, Miss Mag Evans, your greed was exposed the moment you entered. Aiming for the top, huh? Looking at what's in the pot while eating from the bowl? Quite impressive. Mag's face changed color continuously. She never thought that this woman could observe so carefully, but what was wrong with her wanting to climb up? People always strive for higher places, and it's only natural for her to want to kick more out after seeing Caleb. So she shouldn't be showing off too much. Caleb was annoyed by their constant chatter. He sat down beside Zaviera and draped his arm over the back of the sofa behind her, showing a completely possessive stance. Why bother with their nonsense? If you don't like it, have Teehee Butler throw them out. Chapter 123. How dare I not give Mrs. Mammoth face? Upon hearing these words, Moore Mammoth immediately panicked. He hadn't forgotten that before he left, his parents had grabbed his ears and made him promise not to make the family head angry. If he was kicked out now, not only would his parents be ridiculed by the other family members, but he also could not accept this outcome, it would be too humiliating. It was really too humiliating. And the cause of all this trouble was Mag Evans. If she hadn't been talking no nonsense, they wouldn't have offended Mrs. Mammoth. With that thought, he quickly turned his head and scolded, Mag, hurry up and apologize to Mrs. Mammoth. Mag's face flushed and then paled, biting her lower lip unwillingly. Why should she apologize to this woman? But she also knew that if she was really driven away by Caleb Mammoth, the consequences would be unimaginable. If she were driven out of Lowen Clubhouse by Caleb Mammoth, Moore would definitely look down on her. Even Moore Mammoth's mother would have an opinion about her. And when others heard this news, they would wantonly laugh at her. Mag comforted herself in her heart, it didn't matter, she would bow her head this once, and sooner or later, she would return this humiliation. With a livid face, she gritted her teeth and whispered, "I'm sorry." Xaviera Evans had no reaction, picking at the fruit plate and eating the grapes by herself. At this moment, the steward approached, "Madam, don't blame Miss Mag Evans. She was betrayed by her sister just a while ago. I heard that her sister wanted to steal away her fiancé. Perhaps Yara's of fear from venomous bites, she's afraid when she sees you, madam, looking so beautiful, that's why she spoke out to drive you away." Xaviera blinked her eyes. Was the steward indirectly complimenting her beauty by blowing a rainbow fart? Wow. The steward's move was really clever. Caleb Mamet glanced at the steward, seemingly not knowing when his serious steward had become like this. Under the watchful gaze of the two, the steward remained calm and composed, very professional. Xaviera threw away the grape skin and used a graceful posture to pull a tissue to clean the grape juice off her fingertips. "So Miss Mag Evans mean to say, your sister seduced your fiancé, is that right?" Mag looked pitifully at Moore Mamet, tears rolling down her beautiful eyes. "Yes, but all of this is in the past. I think my sister didn't intentionally try to take my fiancé, it's just that the living environment made her become greedy for wealth and power, which led her to do the wrong thing and seduce Moore. She even became another man's mistress." At this point, she suddenly covered her mouth, realizing that she had said something she shouldn't have. She hurriedly tried to fix the situation. "No, no, my sister didn't become a mistress. She created an illusion as if she had said it by mistake, not intentionally exposing her sister's shortcomings." Xaviera sighed, looking at Mag sympathetically, "So that's how it is. You're really pitiful. Caleb, brother, let's not quarrel with her anymore, okay?" With a slight raise of his eyebrows, Caleb Mamet picked up a grape, slowly peeled it, and placed it to Xaviera's mouth, whispering, "Of course, since Mrs. M. Mamet has spoken, how dare I not give face?" Xaviera, the grape stuck in her mouth, whether to eat or not to eat. In a place where others couldn't see, she fiercely glared at Caleb Mamet, then opened her mouth to swallow the grape and, with feigned curiosity, looked at Mag. "But how come I remember that, Caleb brother? You told me last time that Moore Mamet's fiancé was called Xaviera Evans. Did I remember it wrong? Or did she change her name to Mag Evans?" Mag's heart jolted, and her face went white in an instant. The living room fell into a dead silence, no one spoke, and Mag's body shook like a sieve. Those who had previously sympathized with her being betrayed by her sister were now curiously looking at her, wanting to know what was going on. Xaviera looked around in confusion. "What's wrong? Did I say something, Renji? But I remember you told me that before, and I even felt that the name Xaviera Evans was very good." "Caleb, don't put gold on my face like that." Complaints aside, in front of outsiders, this husband and wife were still united. Caleb's eyes were indifferent. "You didn't remember it wrong, her name is indeed Xaviera Evans." Mag wanted to speak up subconsciously, but Xaviera beat her to it. She pushed her sunglasses and exclaimed, "Oh, so I didn't remember it wrong. So, did you change your name? Xaviera Evans is such a nice name, why call yourself Mag Evans? It sounds mediocre, makes people uncomfortable. Mag. With a twisted expression, she didn't dare to say anything and could only clutch her palm tightly. But Zaviro wasn't finished yet. She propped her chin and sighed, "I remember I saw Zaviro Evans from a distance once, and at first glance, I was amazed. But now when I look at you, I don't feel the same way. You're not as good looking as the Zaviro Evans I saw that day, nor do you have her temperamenti. Did you have plastic surgery? Such a beautiful face transformed into this looks like such a waste." Chapter 124, Exposing the Truth in Public. Caleb couldn't help but turn his head a little, wanting to see how this woman managed to praise her without changing her face. Mag Evans's face was very embarrassed. She felt that every word Mrs. Mamty said felt like a knife stabbing her. She stepped back sorrowfully, her thin body swaying, I'm not Zaviro. I'm Mag. How could she ever be as good looking as that bitch Zaviro? Was this Mrs. Mamet blind, actually praising Zaviro for her looks? As Mag's words fell, the living room fell silent again. Moore had to step in to defuse the situation. "Family head, Mrs. Mamet, my fiancé has always been Mag. It has nothing to do with Zaviro." "Ah." Zaviro turned her head discontentedly, lightly punching Caleb. "Look at you, you can even get the name of someone else's fiancé wrong, embarrassing me like this. You're so annoying." That as Zaviro spoke exaggeratedly, she felt like vomiting in her heart, thinking that the sacrifices she had made to punish Mag were too great. Caleb grabbed her hand tightly, his deep and appealing voice carrying absolute confidence, "The Mamet family's intelligence network has never been wrong. Moore's fiancé is indeed Zaviro. Mag is Zaviro's sister. As for what happened between them, and why the elder sister's fiancé suddenly became the younger sister's fiancé later on, I'm not sure. After all, the Mamet family's intelligence network isn't meant to investigate such trivial matters." Although Caleb didn't seem to say much, it seemed like he'd explained everything. "Ah." Zaviro feigned surprise, gaping, "So Zaviro was the fiancé of Moore, how did he end up with Mag later? And then you turn around and accuse sister of being a temptress. You obviously stole your sister's fiancé yourself. Getting together with your brother, in law doesn't sound so proper, does it?" Moore clenched his fists, his whole body in a state of embarrassment and helplessness. He didn't know what to say to salvage his image in the eyes of the family head. "Family head, I, actually, stealing someone else's lover is fine. I think it has to do with one's character. Some people just like to break up other people's relationships, but then accusing their own sister of being the shameless temptress after snatching her fiancé. That's a bit too much, isn't it?" Zaviro shook her head, disappointed with Mag and Moore. "What should we do? I feel a bit sorry for this poor Zaviro. Not only was her lover stolen by her sister, but she was also falsely accused. Losing her fiancé was already heartbreaking enough, and now her reputation outside had been ruined by others. Poor girl." Moore stiffened. Would Zaviro feel heartbroken after losing him? Mag almost fainted when she heard Zaviro's words. Why had her carefully laid plans to brand Zaviera as the mistress and the one who broke up their relationship backfired on her within an hour of coming to the Loewen clubhouse? She stole her sister's fiancé, took her sister's place, but then falsely accused her sister of being the third party. She wasn't a mistress, she wasn't the third party. Moore had always loved her. Those not loved were the third party. The butler spoke with disappointment all over his face, so you're the third party after all. I even felt sorry for you when you spoke earlier. Oh, you said Zaviera was from the countryside, right? If I recall correctly, Zaviera is the legitimate daughter of the Evans family. And you? You seem to be the illegitimate daughter produced from Mr. Evans's affair. How dare you slander Miss Evans? S.H. Aimless. The servants around nodded, that's right, too shameless. No wonder you're the daughter of a mistress, just like your mother, becoming someone else's mistress when you grow up and meddling in other people's relationships. Mag almost fainted when she heard their words. She came to the Loewen Chubb house to raise her status, not to be ridiculed by these servants. What right did these bowdly people who served others have to point fingers at her? And Mrs. Mamet, with her temptress Fosse, probably entered Caleb's life by selling herself, he'll kick her out sooner or later. No matter how crazy her heart was, Mag still maintained her innocent appearance, speaking softly, Mrs. Mamet, may I ask where I have offended you? Why do you have to humiliate me like this, offended? You didn't offend me. Zaviera shook her finger, it's just that I have a strong sense of justice and naturally hate mistresses and illegitimate children. Unfortunately, you're both of those things. Sigh, I think I must have been spoiled by Caleb. He usually likes my honest, forthcoming attitude the most, thinking I'm cute and innocent, so you won't hold it against me, right? I didn't mean to target you with those words, you know. Chapter 125, Unable to Provoke. Mag was going crazy. How could this woman be so hypocritical? She claimed she wasn't targeting Mag intentionally, but every word she said sarcastically mocked her. Did she think Mag couldn't tell? Making a terrible face, Mag glared at Zaviera fiercely, you. Mag. Moore Mamet raised his voice abruptly, cutting off Mag's words. They had already made a bad impression on the family head and Mrs. Mamet. If they offend Mrs. Mamet further, the consequences would be unimaginable. With that in mind, he tightly pulled Mag's hand, family head, Mrs. Mamet, Maggie's not thinking straight today and her words are quite confused. Please don't hold it against her. I'll take her to see a doctor right away. Family head, please excuse us. As he spoke, he dragged Mag toward the door, ignoring her struggles. Zaviera watched the scene languidly, thinking twice, this Moore Mamet is pretty smart, knowing to interrupt Mag's words. Though he can't explain it well to the family, it's better than completely offending both of us. Caleb Mamet sneered, smart? You call this smart? A blind man cast aside Zaviera for Mag, how could this be considered smart? But, in a way, they should be grateful for Moore's foolishness, for it gave him the opportunity to marry Zaviera. Thinking of this, he lowered his eyes, Mrs. Mamet, You performed quite well today, finally showing some of your poise as a wife. Xaviera hooked her finger, if that's the case, shouldn't big brother Caleb give me a reward? Perhaps a kiss, or a tempting dinner. But she was just thinking to herself. This dog of a man wasn't very willing to be touched by her. Unexpectedly, after she said this, Caleb actually nodded, "All right. Xaviera. Has the sun risen from the west?" Meanwhile, Mag was roughly shoved into the car by more Mammoth. Mag pitifully wiped her tears, while Moore tried to console her despite his irritation, "Stop crying. That's Mrs. Mammoth, we can't afford to provoke her." His tone was somewhat harsh. He had warned Mag not to speak out of turn before entering the villa, but she didn't listen and even offended Mrs. Mammoth. For the first time, Moore found Mag's kindness quite annoying. Mag noticed Moore's tone not quite right and tried to remedy her mistake between sobs, "Moore, why does Mrs. Mammoth hate me so much? I initially spoke UP to help her. How could she treat me like this?" Moore retraced the day's events from beginning to end. Just as Mag said, she hadn't done anything wrong. She just wanted to kindly remind the woman to leave as quickly as possible. They didn't know the woman's identity then, let alone the news about the family head's marriage. In this way, Mag hadn't done anything wrong. If the issue wasn't with Mag, could it be because of him? Recalling the family head and Mrs. Mammoth mention ing his fiancé. Was it because of Xaviera? Did Mrs. Mammoth know Xaviera and wanted to suppress Mag in order to help Xaviera? It shouldn't be. How could a woman as vicious as Xaviera possibly know Mrs. Mammoth? He also hadn't heard of Xaviera having any friends in Lebanon. Mag cautiously tugged at his sleeve, "Moore, do you think Mrs. Mammoth knows my sister?" It felt like she was praising my sister and belittling me at every opportunity. Anger welled up as she spoke of this, but she couldn't show it now. Instead, she suppressed her rage and looked pitifully at Moore, seeking his sympathy. Moore considered for a moment and shook his head. "I think it's unlikely that Xaviera had the chance to know Mrs. Mammoth." Mag thought the same. How could her useless sister possibly know a big shot like Caleb Mammoth's wife? They weren't even in the same social class. At that thought, her eyes lit up, then Moore, "Why do you think Mrs. Mammoth hates me so much? She even called me illegitimate and said that my mother was the other woman. But my mother and father truly loved each other. Where would the third party come from in a loving relationship?" Sob. "Is it wrong to love someone?" Moore's eyes brightened, thinking that there might indeed be some truth to it. Normally, a woman who could enter the family head's eyes would certainly come from a prestigious family, as a proper young lady. It was normal for such a lady to look down on an illegitimate child. But as Mag said, Tiru love knew no boundaries. Mr. Evans and Mrs. Campbell were genuinely in love, so Mrs. Campbell shouldn't be labeled as the other woman, and Mag should not be called an illegitimate child either. Chapter 126, Invitation to the Competition. Let's do this. In a few days, I'll bring up the matter of your mother and Uncle Evans's marriage to him, and get them to hurry their wedding. That way, you can officially be the Evans family's miss. The reason why Derek Evans didn't mention marrying Rose Campbell in all THSA years is because of Xaviera's mother's will. It stated that if Derek remarried before Xaviera took over the company, he would lose his current position, and all company shares would be entirely wiped out. Therefore, Rose Campbell has been by Derek Evans's side with no name and no share for years. This also made Mag Evans' status somewhat awkward. Before Xaviera returned, they claimed that Mag was the Miss Evan, but that W as merely in name only. More Mamet felt his suggestion was excellent. Now, Xaviera was of no use to the Evans group, which was under Derek Evans's control. It was time for Mrs. Campbell and him to get married. Mag Evans smiled lightly, leaning weakly on Moore Mamet's chest, gratefully saying, "Moore, you're too good to me, I don't know how I could ever repay you." Moore Mamet patted her head, "Silly, shouldn't I be good to you?" Mag Evans shyly smiled, a flash of slyness passing through her eyes as she lowered her head. There would be plenty of opportunities to get Caleb Mamet in the future. However, opportunities for her mom to get legal why married did not come by often. Derek would definitely listen to Moore's suggestion. She could take this chance to officially become Miss Evans and could also take possession of the inheritance that Xaviera's dead mother left. Just thinking about it made her feel very pleased. On the other side, Xaviera followed Caleb Mamet upstairs. She was very curious about the gift Caleb said he had for her. Caleb as a person was a little dog, like in temperament, but anything rewarded by him couldn't be that bad. His rewards must be highly coveted, that which others envied. Therefore, Xaviera was quite looking forward to it. Caleb took a document from his desk and casually handed it over to Xaviera, who was behind him. "Take a look. This is your reward." Xaviera opened the buffalo leather cover excitedly. After glancing through the document, she choked, cough, "Are you joking with me?" It was an invitation to an international simultaneous translation competition. THSA types of competitions were mostly internal, and all the candidates were recommended by magnates. In a way, the person recommended by the magnate also represented the magnate's face. To others, Xaviera was someone from the countryside. They probably thought she didn't even know English, let alone have the ability to participate in this kind of translation competition. "Don't want to go." A rather peculiar expression appeared on Xaviera's face. "I don't think this is a matter of whether I want to or not." Although she was not afraid of trouble, she hated it. If news of her going to the competition leaked out, she could already imagine the sneers from outsiders. They would definitely mock her mercilessly. Caleb turned his head to look at her, chuckled lightly, "Then what's the issue? Is it a competency issue? If the champion of the previous simultaneous translation competition doesn't qualify to compete, then there's no point in having this competition." Xaviera's heart was in her throat. Damn it, how does this dog man know that she participated in the last competition and won the CH championship? Unfortunately, before she could get any answer, Caleb's phone rang. He opened the balcony door of his study to take the call, leaving Xaviera alone in the study, looking utterly perplexed. How did Caleb come to know about her winning the championship in last year's translation competition, something that even Albert didn't know about? Last year, in a moment of whimsy, she participated in the simultaneous translation competition just to pass her time. She thought she would just make a casual attempt, but she was looked down upon because of her young age. They said she was here to play and did not deserve to be standing alongside other participants. Xaviera's temper flared up. Did they say she wasn't competent? Well, then she would show them what real competence was. As a result, she inadvertently became last year's simultaneous translation champion and the strongest dark horse ever. There are still many people reminiscing about that translation match. Countless people draw inspiration from her story. It doesn't matter if people look at you scornfully, it doesn't matter if countless people mock you. Competency is everything, and I will shut the mouths of all those who curse me with my competency. Xaviera scratched her head, wondering if she heard something wrong just now. Did Caleb actually say that she was the champion of the last competition, or was he trying to inspire her by using the story of the previous champion? Whatever, she figured it must the latter, after all, there or not. Although she was not afraid of trouble, she hated it. If news of her going to the competition leaked out, she could already imagine the sneers from outsiders. They would definitely mock her mercilessly. Caleb turned his head to look at her, chuckled lightly, "Then what's the issue? Is it a competency issue? If the champion of the previous simultaneous translation competition doesn't qualify to compete, then there's no point in having this competition." Xaviera's heart was in her throat. Damn it. How does this dog man know that she participated in the last competition and won the championship? Unfortunately, before she could get any answer, Caleb's phone rang. He opened the balcony door of his study to take the call, leaving Xaviera alone in the study, looking utterly perplexed. How did Caleb come to know about her winning the championship in last year's translation competition, something that even Albert didn't know about? Last year, in a moment of whimsy, she participated in the simultaneous translation competition just to pass her time. She thought she would just make a casual attempt, but she was looked down upon because of her young age. They said she was here to play and did not deserve to be standing alongside other participants. Xaviera's temper flared up. Did they say she wasn't competent? Well, then she would show them what real competence was. As a result, she inadvertently became last year's simultaneous translation champion and the strongest dark horse ever. There are still many people reminiscing about that translation match. Countless people draw inspiration from her story. It doesn't matter if people look at you scornfully, it doesn't matter if countless people mock you. Competency is everything, and I will shut the mouths of all those who curse me with my competency. Xaviera scratched her head, wondering if she heard something wrong just now. Did Caleb actually say that she was the champion of the last competition, or was he trying to inspire her by using the story of the previous champion? Whatever, she figured it must the latter. After all, there was no way Caleb would know that she had participated in the previous competition. Chapter 127, Betting to Kowtow and Call Him Daddy. On Monday, Xaviera Evans went to school as usual, but she didn't expect to hear that Mag Evans had taken leave. Was the incident from the day before really that upsetting for her? Tsk, tsk, she must have a pretty weak ment **l fortitude. Teacher, we have the English class leader, dot. If I don't stress, it'd be strange, great English skills, Jessie Whitman had the confidence to call herself the best in her grade because Mag Evans didn't participate in the English exam this time. In the past, Mag would always take first place in exams, with Jessie in second place. At the academic affairs office, Mag was in the company of Rose Campbell to take a leave of absence. The director of academic affairs chuckled and said, "It's not a big deal to miss an exam. Mag has always had good grades, and missing this one due to health reasons won't affect much. It's just a pity that the student who ranks first this time will be recommended for the international translation competition." Mag's expression froze for a moment before sighing, "It can't be helped. My BOD is so uncooperative." She chose to take a leave of absence and not take THE test because she heard that the competition was happening. In the past, she had always had someone else take the English exams for her, so she could. Chapter 128. My sister has great English skills. Maintain her top ranking. International competitions have strict requirements. THE HAT wouldn't allow her to cheat, so she pretended to be sick and skipped the exam. However, she chuckled softly, "Although I can't take the exam, my sister Zaviera Evans should be able to. You remember her, right?" The director of academic affairs nodded, "Of course. She's the teacher from THE Design College. I remember she became a special invitee teacher at the SCHOL at a young age, but she comes and goes mysteriously and doesn't spend TOO much time around." Mag said, "Yes, my sister is very talented, otherwise, she wouldn't have become a teacher at the school at the same age as me. If there isn't a particularly outstanding student in this exam, maybe you can consider recommending my sister. With her talent, she could certainly bring honor to the school in the international competition." The director's eyes lit up. That's right, he was worried about what to do if Mag took leave of absence at THE's crucial time. Zaviera was not much older than Mag, and if Zaviera could participate in the competition. Seeing the director wavering, Mag added, "However, we can't give her special treatment just because she's a teacher. Why don't you let her take this exam as well?" The director hesitated for a moment, "I'll have to discuss this with Miss Zaviera Evans and see if she's willing. Teachers are different from students. If Zaviera doesn't agree, he can force her to accept." After saying that, he remembered another matter, "I just heard that a student in Zaviera's class is going to compete with Jessie Whitman in English, with a heavy bet at stake, involving kneeling and shouting daddy. That's why sometimes the school doesn't want teachers who are too young. They're impulsive and don't think about the consequences." "What?" Rose Campbell's eyes widened in shock. "You mean that bitch Zaviera is going to compete with Jessie in English?" The director had a good impression of Rose, thinking she was an elegant noblewoman. But her loud voice startled him as he looked at her blankly. "This, elegant. Where's the elegance? She's more like a ferocious tigress." He was taken aback by the difference in her behavior, stumbling in his response, "Yes, yes, it seems they are indeed competing in English. That waste of space. If she loses, won't she disgrace the Evans family? She's already brought enough misery to the family. That bitch." Rose gritted her teeth in anger, "If I had known she was such trouble, I would have married her OFF early and saved all this trouble. Director, What's going on? Didn't Mag just say that Miss Evans had good grades? But why did Mrs. Campbell make it seem like Xaviera was a waste? Who was telling the truth? The director opened his mouth, wanting to say something to ease the situation when he heard Rose say sinisterly, "Why hasn't that bitch gone to die yet? Why is she causing trouble here? Doesn't she feel guilty for dragging the Evans family down like this? She still has the audacity to teach at the school. If I were her, I'd have apologized with death by now." Rose was extremely irritable today. When she thought of how Xaviera ruined Mag's hard-earned chance to go to the Loewen clubhouse, she wanted nothing more than to skin Xaviera alive. Without Xaviera, Mag would I be the real Miss Evans, and she wouldn't be called a bastard girl or have offended Mrs. Mamet. She blamed all the mistakes on Xaviera. Mag knew her mother was upset, but she didn't expect her to explode like this. Seeing the director's bad expression, she hurriedly grabbed Rose's arm. "Mom, I know you're worried about my sister." Great English skills. Jessie Whitman had the confidence to call herself the best in her grade because Mag Evans didn't participate in the English exam this time. In the past, Mag would always take first place in exams, with Jessie in second place. At the academic affairs office, Mag was in the company of Rose Campbell to take a leave of absence. The director of academic affairs chuckled and said, "It's not a big deal to miss an exam. Mag has always had good grades, and missing this one due to health reasons won't affect much. It's just a pity that the student who ranks first this time will be recommended for the international translation competition." Mag's expression froze for a moment before sighing, "It can't be helped. My BOD is so uncooperative." She chose to take a leave of absence and not take the test because she heard that the competition was happening. In the past, she had always had someone else take the English exams for her, so she could maintain her top ranking. International competitions have strict requirements. Tihat wouldn't allow her to cheat, so she pretended to be sick and skipped the exam. However, she chuckled softly, "Although I can't take the exam, my sister Xaviera Evans should be able to. You remember her, right?" The director of academic affairs nodded, "Of course, she's the teacher from THE Design College. I remember she became a special invitee teacher at the SCHOL at a young age, but she comes and goes mysteriously and doesn't spend too much time around." Mag said, "Yes, my sister is very talented, otherwise, she wouldn't have become a teacher at the school at the same age as me. If there isn't a particularly outstanding student in this exam, maybe you can consider recommending my sister. With her talent, she could certainly bring honor to the school in the international competition." The director's eyes lit up. That's right. He was worried about what to do if Mag took leave of absence at his crucial time. Xaviera was not much older than Mag, and if Xaviera could participate in the competition. Seeing the director wavering, Mag added, "However, we can't give her special treatment just because she's a teacher. Why don't you let her take this exam as well?" The director hesitated for a moment. "I'll have to discuss this with Miss Xaviera Evans and see if she's willing. Teachers are different from students. If Xaviera doesn't agree, he can force her to accept." After saying that, he remembered another matter. "I just heard that a student in Xaviera's class is going to compete with Jessie Whitman in English. with a heavy bet at stake, involving kneeling and shouting daddy. That's why sometimes the school doesn't want teachers who are too young, they're impulsive and don't think about the consequences. What? Rose Camel's eyes widened in shock. You mean that bitch Zaviera is going to compete with Jesse in English? The director had a good impression of Rose, thinking she was an elegant noblewoman. But her loud voice startled him as he looked at her blankly. This, elegant. Where's the elegance? She's more like a ferocious tigress. He was taken aback by the difference in her behavior, stumbling in his response. Yes, yes, it seems they are indeed competing in English. That waste of space. If she loses, won't she disgrace the Evans family? She's already brought enough misery to the family. That bitch. Rose gritted her teeth in anger. If I had known she was such trouble, I would have married her off early and saved all this trouble. Director, what's going on? Didn't Mag just say that Miss Evans had good grades? But why did Mrs. Campbell make it seem like Zaviera was a waste? Who was telling the truth? The director opened his mouth, wanting to say something to ease the situation when he heard Rose say sinisterly, "Why hasn't that bitch gone to die yet? Why is she causing trouble here? Doesn't she feel guilty for dragging the Evans family down like this? She still has the audacity to teach at the school. If I were her, I'd have apologized with death by now." Rose was extremely irritable today. When she thought of how Zaviera ruined Mag's hard-earned chance to go to the Lowen clubhouse, she wanted nothing more than to skin Zaviera alive. Without Zaviera, Mag would I be the real Miss Evans, and she wouldn't be called a bastard girl or have offended Mrs. Mamet. She blamed all the mistakes on Zaviera. Mag knew her mother was upset, but she didn't expect her to explode like this. Seeing the director's bad expression, she hurriedly grabbed Rose's arm. "Mom, I know you're worried about my sister." Chapter 129. Do you also want to take the exam? She raised her voice slightly, but our elder sister has many skills we don't know about. Like when we thought she would be miserable after leaving the Evans family and would soon come back to us. But not only did she not come back, she even found a wealthy man. Upon finishing her sentence, she realized that it may not sound very honorable, so as he quickly added, "So, you should not be too harsh on our elder sister. Our sister always keeps a low profile. She will definitely do well in the exam. Please give her a chance to compete with Quina, okay?" Rose Campbell instantly cooled down, knowing that she had lost her cool. What she said did not align with what Mag had just said. Luckily, Mag was clever and quick, thinking, and she instantly mended the situation. "Right, I was so worried about how Zaviera would handle losing the competition that I forgot about her strength. It's unlikely she will lose." Confused, Rose looked at the head teacher and added, "You understand, don't you? We as parents tend to think of the worst, fearing our child will get hurt. I was just rambling because I'm too worried about Zaviera. I hope you don't take it personally." Although the head teacher found it strange, he also understood the family's messiness and the drama. Not wanting to get involved, he simply nodded and said, "Yes, yes, I understand." Mag quickly chimed in, whispering to Rose, "Don't worry too much about my sister, Mom. I'm good friends with Jesse Whitman. If, by chance, my sister ends up losing the competition, I will speak to Jesse about not taking it too seriously. So, don't worry, my sister will not have to genuinely apologize on her knees. Of course, it's only if she does lose. Losing might actually be a good thing for my sister. She's always been arrogant, losing would teach her a lesson, it would show her that there's always someone better." Rose patted Mag's hand and responded, "Our Mag is always thinking ahead." Of course, she agreed outwardly, but in her heart, she was cursing Zaviera for competing and risking to bring shame to the Evans family. She saw her as a worthless being who could only tarnish their family reputation. The head teacher bid them goodbye with a complicated expression. As they were leaving, he heard Rose tell Mag, "Let's have Zaviera leave Lebanon University society once all of this is over. Someone like her teaching at Lebanon University? She might be leading the students astray. Useless creature, all she does is bringing shame to the Evans." The head teacher was left speechless. For the first time, he wondered if there was something wrong with the mother and daughter duo. Zaviera was especially invited to yak her at their school with proven capabilities. How could she not be fit for teaching at Lebanon University? Moreover, the students of Class 3, which she was guiding, had become very disciplined, as reported by many teachers. The students had become attentive during G classes and actively participated in the discussions. One could tell that Zaviera had a knack for student management. Upon receiving the message from the head teacher, Zaviera was quite surprised. She had always had freedom at the school, so she had no idea why the HEAD teacher had called her now. After listening to the head teacher's query, Zaviera stroked her chin, "So, headmaster, my sister suggested that I should take the test because I'm good at English." The head teacher nodded, though he was skeptical of what Mag and Rose Hadi said. "Miss Evans, don't feel pressured, it's fine if you don't want to participate. I just casually asked. It's fine. I have nothing else to do anyway, it's just an exam. Perhaps, the students in our CLASS will be relieved knowing I am also taking the test. Otherwise, they might look as if the world is coming to an end." The head teacher was surprised that Zaviera agreed. He couldn't believe it and said, "Miss Evans, are you sure you want to participate?" He almost warned her that her sister and stepmother were trying to trick her. Zaviera found it amusing and laughed, "Yes, I'm sure. Headmaster, please make the necessary arrangements. I'll participate in this afternoon's examination." If Mag was asking for a slap, there was no reason for her to refuse it. The exam would start at 2 in the afternoon and end at 4. Zaviera looked at the test paper and quickly finished it. She glanced at the clock and saw there was still over an hour left. Not wanting to waste any more time there, she turned her paper in early. The students in the same examination room were instantly dumbfounded. Chapter 130. Are you afraid to come? Zaviera Evans participating in the exam as a teacher was surprising enough, but how could she turn in her paper so quickly? Was she just putting on an act? Some of them had heard about Zaviera Evans's bet with Jesse Whitman and T-Hot that she must be under too much pressure and not in the right state of mind. Zaviera Evans didn't know what the students in the exam room were discussing about her. After leaving the exam room, she went straight to the archive room of Lebanon University. Caleb Mamet had promised to let her access the archives freely before, but she hadn't found the time. Now that she finally had some free time, she decided to take care of it. She mainly wanted to check the files from 20 years ago, but she did not expect the files from 20 years ago to be empty. How strange, could that person and that organization be so secretive that even such private information could be erased? Zaviera Evans looked at the empty file box for a moment, before turning and leaving the archive room. The news of her visiting the archive room reached Caleb Mamet's ears in no time. Caleb Mamet looked at the message on his phone, his handsome face slightly tense. So, what was Zaviera Evans looking for in the records from 20 years ago? The next morning, Zaviera Evans walked into the classroom, one hand carrying the breakfast the chef gave her before leaving, with a leisurely sway. Before she even set foot in the classroom, she heard Jesse Whitman's arrogant tea laughter, "Ha ha ha, where's Zaviera Evans? Why hasn't she come? Can she not bear to show her face?" It was only after the exam yesterday that she found out Zaviera Evans had also taken the test, and even turned in her paper early. This was too delightful. Although it was fun to win the bet with Zaviera Evans's classmates, nothing beats the thrill of stepping on Zaviera Evans herself. "Queena, you shouldn't be like this. My sister must be having a hard time now. Let's just leave. Is that okay?" The voice was unmistakably the angelic bitch, Maggie Vance. "Yeah, she's probably having a hard time. She just made herself look like a fool, didn't she? I don't know who gave her the confidence to take this test. But doesn't she know the school has intentionally increased the difficulty of this test for the upcoming international competition? With her level of incompetence, she probably can't even comprehend the questions." Mag Evans sighed with a troubled expression on her face, "Queena, I know my sister is sure to lose this time, but can you not make her kneel down and apologize to you for my sake? She's my sister after all." Jesse Whitman was about to ask why, when she saw Zaviera Evans leaning lazily against the door, occasionally taking a bite of her sandwich, looking relaxed and not at all nervous. Jesse Whitman felt something was wrong, but thinking about it, Zaviera Evans was probably just putting on a brave face, trying to save face. The test was extremely difficult, she had trouble with some parts as well, and she even felt that there wasn't enough time after the exam had concluded. So Zaviera Evans must not have finished her test when she turned in her paper early, she probably gave up after glancing at the test. Thinking of this, Jesse Whitman sneered, "Yo, you've got the nerve to show up. I thought you'd run off with your tail between your legs." Zaviera Evans didn't even spare her a glance, tossing the empty sandwich wrapper into the trash can and going back to the classroom. A keen student stood up to give her a seat. Mag Evans approached with a gentle smile, "Sis, I got a leave of absence yesterday and couldn't attend the test with you, and I didn't have the chance to stope your competition with Queena. The result is already out, it's okay, winning or losing doesn't matter, I will always support you." Students who witnessed this thought Mag Evans was the best little sister in the world. Xaviera Evans smiled enigmatically, didn't know about the competition? Isn't my participation in the test thanks to your recommendation, my dear sister? Mag Evans's expression stiffened. How did Xaviera Evans know? Was it the HE teacher who let the secret slip? But it didn't matter, she just needed to deny it, and her classmates would believe her. With that thought, Mag Evans's expression returned to normal, her lips quivering as if she was wronged. Sis, how could you say that? Why would I push you into the fire? I admit that I did talk to the head teacher about you being the same age as me, so you could try taking the test, but it W as just a suggestion. Your agreement to participate is the main factor, my suggestion would be useless otherwise. I know you didn't do well in the test and you're upset, but you shouldn't take it out on me. I've always backed all of your decisions, and I even thought that since Quina and I are such good friends, even if you lose, you wouldn't have to kneel down and apologize. Jesse Whitman hurriedly interrupted. Wait, I didn't agree to that. Xaviera Evans smiled enigmatically, didn't know about the competition? Isn't my participation in the test thanks to your recommendation, my dear sister? Mag Evans's expression stiffened. How did Xaviera Evans know? Was it the HE teacher who let the secret slip? But it didn't matter, she just needed to deny it, and her classmates would believe her. With that thought, Mag Evans's expression returned to normal, her lips quivering as if she was wronged. Sis, how could you say that? Why would I push you into the fire? I admit that I did talk to the head teacher about you being the same age as me, so you could try taking the test, but it W as just a suggestion. Your agreement to participate is the main factor, my suggestion W'd be useless otherwise. I know you didn't do well in the test and you're upset, but you shouldn't take it out on me. I've always backed all of your decisions, and I even thought that since Quina and I are such good friends, even if you lose, you wouldn't have to kneel down and apologize. Jesse Whitman hurriedly interrupted. Wait, I didn't agree to that. Having said that, she turned to Xaviera Evans, you were the one who said you'd willingly accept the outcome of the bet. You can't rely on your sister's connection to back out. I'm telling you, if you lose, you have to kneel down and apologize, do you hear that? If Mag was asking for a slap, there was no reason for her to refuse it. The exam would start at 2 in the afternoon and end at 4. Xaviera looked at the test paper and quickly finished it. She glanced at the clock and saw there was still over an hour left. Not wanting to waste any more time there, she turned her paper in early. The students in the same examination room were instantly dumbfounded.